Yesterday was a day of milestones. Our lives are like long journeys, long adventures, full of valleys and mountaintops, jungles and deserts, full of those raucous moments and those long, silent walks. When we look back on the path that we have traveled, the years that we have spent walking this route, we often have trouble remembering the day to day. The everyday things meld together and drift into one big chunk in our minds. Details get fuzzy, specifics get lost. Much of our journey is relegated to the dustbin of nothing much exciting happened that day. But then as we look back along this path, we see milestones that pop up along this ethereal highway, specific points that stand out to us, moments that we remember with abject clarity. These milestones are moments of great joy, moments of great sorrow. These powerful emotions mark these points in time, make them stand out to us. Things like when we graduated, when we got married, when we lost someone we loved, when we got that new job that we had always wanted, our first day there. We look back over these milestones, we can recall intricate details and nuances. We remember sights and smells and feelings and actions as those moments replay over and over again in our mind and on our spirit. They help us to see the width and the breadth of our journey. They help us to remember where we were when. Milestones are important, because they help us to see the journey as a whole. I might forget the day today, but I remember that day. As I said, yesterday was a day of milestones. It started early at the church here. I had a funeral down at Amos Funeral Home that I had to do. Family's father had passed away. He was only 65, not very old. He had health issues that had led us to yesterday. I didn't know the family before I met them to discuss the service, but with each family that I serve, I'm always mindful that funerals are a milestone. As I stood up to help this family remember and celebrate the life of this man, I was mindful that this would be one of those moments for them. They might not remember me, and that's fine, but they're going to remember the words that are said. They're going to remember the feelings that they felt. They're going to remember if peace and closure came to them in that moment. And so I approach each funeral that I do with that sense of respectful awe and wonder, because this is going to be something that someone remembers and takes with them on their journey. This will be one of those milestones that as the years pass, they can look back and still see, still remember, still feel. And I want them to be able to see that milestone and see the peace, the hope, the comfort they might have felt that day. When I was serving in Kearney Christian Church as the associate pastor, I worked mostly with children and youth. So Sunday mornings, I didn't really have to dress up. I didn't really help in worship at all. I was usually helping out in Sunday school or children's church or things like that. And I had to play games with the kids. So I usually wore shorts and a t-shirt because I was going to have to get on the floor and get back up and go do this and go play that game. And that's really kind of hard to do in a suit and tie. So I dressed pretty casually. I remember one of our church members passed away. And they were going to have the funeral at the church. It was going to be during the week, like on a Thursday morning. And the guy that usually ran our soundboard couldn't be there. He had a full-time job. So they asked me if I would run the soundboard. Our senior pastor was going to do the funeral, but they said, Mark, if you could do the soundboard, that'd be great. And it's just like ours is. It's at the back of the sanctuary there. Well, I showed up to church that morning in a suit and tie. And the pastor's wife saw me, and she came over to me, kind of a quizzical look in her face, and she said, well, you clean up well. And I said, yeah, You know, I understand the importance of this moment. I don't want to detract or distract from it, because somebody's going to remember today forever. When my funeral was finally done yesterday, I headed out to Lee's Summit for the first of two weddings. Had two weddings yesterday. I like doing weddings, and they were fun young couples yesterday. The first groom was a big Star Trek fan, so at the end of their wedding, I blessed them by saying, "May you live long and prosper," to which the groom responded, Weddings are fun. They're a lot of fun. But they are milestones. You remember your wedding day. You remember those details and those specifics. We can look back at that busy, beautiful day, and we can remember our friends and our family gathered around our spouse-to-be, how handsome or how beautiful they looked that day. We remember the grueling 12 hours of pictures, or at least it seemed like 12 hours of pictures, and the fantastic food and celebration with the person that we loved as we began our life together as husband and wife. Often when I meet with the couples that I'm going to marry, one of the things I tell them, because they don't know me, their families don't know me, I tell them one of my specific goals is to not be on the lips of your guests at the reception. And that seems like it'd be a fairly simple thing, right? It's not my day, it's their day. But we've all been to that wedding. Do you remember that wedding? The officiant got up there and droned on and on and on. And you were just sitting there thinking, man, the food's getting cold. Or they went off on some wild tangent. You didn't even know what they were talking about. It's like they were on a theological scavenger hunt. And you're going, I have no idea what this has to do with a wedding. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want the guests at the wedding to be going, who was that nut? Right? I want to slip into obscurity when it's all done. I want to fade into the background. Because the day should be about the couple, and I try to work with each couple. We should focus on you guys, the promises you're making to each other this day, the whole event as you begin your life together as husband and wife. I want them to remember the love and support of their family and friends who gathered to celebrate with them. I want them to remember the specialness of this day with hope and joy and laughter. Milestones are important. They help us to remember our life, to see those high points, those moments that marked our journey. Today is another milestone. Madeline is going to be baptized today. Think back on your faith journey. The thousands of Sunday school lessons, VBS programs, the sermons and the classes and the potlucks and the gatherings. If we're being honest, a lot of it just kind of blends together. I love preaching. I really do, but if I think hard, I can maybe remember six or seven sermons that I heard from pastors when I was growing up. I went to Sunday school from kindergarten on, but I don't remember any specific lessons. I mean, I know the general details of the stories, right? David slew Goliath, Noah got the ark, Moses parted the waters, got it. But I can't tell you a specific lesson that brought that to me. But you know what I do remember? With extreme clarity, I remember the day I was baptized. I can tell you how cold the water was. I can remember what I was wearing. I can recall my family that came that day to church, some of them who didn't normally come to our church. I remembered how my pastor, who was 6 inches shorter than me and 50 pounds lighter, struggled to pull me back out of the water. Baptism is a milestone on our faith journey that we carry with us forever. This day will stick with Madeline forever. Regardless of what happens tomorrow or the next day or 2 weeks down the road or 2 years down the road or 20 years down the road, This day she will remember. Baptism is that milestone for us. That day when our faith gets all wet. I don't recall the moment that I realized that God loves me. And all that that realization implied. I mean, sure, from an early age, we teach our kids, God loves you. Okay. Just like your mom and dad love you. Yeah, okay. But at some point on our faith journey, we get it. There's a moment when that switch is flipped and all of a sudden we understand God loves me. Forgiveness and grace and salvation and righteousness all begin to come into focus. We get it. This love is greater than my mistakes, greater than my sins, greater than my screw-ups. God loves me. And I love God truly and deeply. And in that moment of realization and recognition, we want to tell somebody, anybody, I get it. I'm going to follow God forever because God loves me. Baptism is how we tell the world that we get it. This is the statement that we make. This is the moment when we announce for all to hear, God loves me and I love God. For Madeline, this day will stick with her forever. She's going to remember the church this day. She's going to remember, it's actually pretty warm. I checked it earlier. It's like a bath back there. She's going to remember how warm the water was. She's going to remember her family, how they have influenced and helped her on the path to today. She's going to remember all of you, your prayers and your support as she made this decision. She's going to remember what it felt like to step into the water for the first time, to feel it envelop and hold you, and what it feels like to be lifted from that water to new life in Christ. As the years pass, as her life takes turns and twists and travels, as she journeys far from this moment, she's going to look back and see this milestone clearly. This is the day that she proclaimed, God loves me. I get it. And I love God. This is the day that she feels God's response. This is my child with whom I am well pleased. This is the day that her faith gets all wet.